You're listening to TF Talk News, part of the TF Talk network of podcasts and live streams, where we give you the most relevant current stories in your fandom and more, all within 30 quick minutes or less. I'm your host, Mr. Starscream, and I'll be your guide to everything worth talking about that transformed since last episode. Discover more of our great shows at tftalk.net and follow us on social media channels at TFYLP. Thanks for tuning in to our new current events podcast titled TF Talk News. We're bringing back some of our old segments like On the Shelf and New Reveals to give you a quick audio overview of the latest developments in Transformer Land and collecting. The show will focus primarily on toy news, but from time to time, we'll cover relevant topics like Transformers media and fandom stories. That being said, this premiere episode will focus on the 2020 Hasbro Entertainment brand event that concluded just yesterday. I, Mr. Starscream, was able to swoop into the event that most of you watched on the Hasbro Pulse livestream, which was a first for this historically exclusive event. I'm holed up in my secret lair somewhere in the city that you fleshlings refer to as the Big Apple, and wanted to give you a detailed first-hand account of everything that Hasbro shared with us for 2020. We're going to start with a quick rundown of all the items that were revealed, and touch upon some of the glaring omissions that we may be able to expect down the road. We're going to start with the biggest spot on the display floor that came in the form of our latest Titan-class figure, Earthrise Scorponok. This incredibly faithful update to the last remaining Citybot from G1 stole the show and is so big, he can hold an entire deluxe figure in one of his articulated hands. One of Scorponok's most surprising features is that he now mirrors the Mega Headmaster gimmick of his Autobot rival, Fortress Maximus. Lord Zarek is rendered in his Japanese Headmaster's look, and much like Cerebros, he also has his own regular-sized Titan Master head. Transformers design manager John Morden was overheard stating that the smaller Headmaster is so far unnamed, but we'll have to wait and see what the printed packaging calls him. Many fans are speculating that the Titan Master should be Lord Zarek, while the larger robot would be a very appropriate use of his long-abandoned Japanese name, Mega Zarek. Fast Track is also coming out as a deluxe weaponizer that has been advertised as having a spear mode, yet this mode was not on display at the event. With rumors of a Generation Selects redeco of Fast Track as Warichi, many fans are whispering words of a Black Dread behind closed doors.
We shall see, Galvatron. We shall see.
All in all, Scorponok is a dream come true for Transformers fans of any age. The other big bot in the room was the second Commander-class toy, Skylynx. This figure looks great, and has all the modes of the original, as well as an Earthrise modulator-compatible shuttle launch base. It appears all the stops were pulled out for our favorite Autobot Narcissus, except don't expect it to walk on its own, and that's fine. Of special note was the box art for this release, which features all three of the Decepticon Coneheads, Thrust, Dirge, and Ramjet. Although none of these characters were on display at Toy Fair, this is a clear indication that this team of Seekers is headed our way. Another surprise reveal was the first Generation Selects for Earthrise, a 4-pack of cassette MicroMaster redecos of Blue Rumble, Wing Thing, and a special remolded pair of Nock and Scar, who unexpectedly can fit in Leader Double Dealer's chest. This is a novel way to pay homage to the Power Master gimmick that has just never quite seen the light of day since its original inception. Generation Selects are only available at online retailers and also directly from Hasbro Pulse. But I got some bad news for you, son. This set is already sold out! And that's not all. As of this recording, Deluxe RC, the Quintesson Judge, and the Quintesson Alicon are also not available for pre-order anymore. Same goes for the Fan Vote Runamuck, which is a completely new mold and transforms into the spitting image of his sleek G1 car. There are still plenty of options for securing a pre-order of these figures, but these immediate sellouts hint at which toys fans are going to want to get from the upcoming Earthrise toy line, so don't be snoozing. Plenty of other upcoming Earthrise toys were on display, like Modulator Airwave, a very faithful deluxe Datsun version of Smokescreen, again. A triple-changing Titan Master-bearing Snapdragon. Oh, and the Earthrise Voyager Megatron, which was underwhelming to say the least. If you were not excited about the Siege Voyager Megatron, well, this one isn't going to do much to improve that situation. For everything that the Earthrise Optimus did to excel from his Siege counterpart, the Megatron does the opposite. It's okay though, no one likes Megatron anyway when there's such an awesome Starscream toy to take his place in this toy line.
How do you feel, mighty Megatron?
I was most excited to finally get a look at Battlemaster Slitherfang, who turns out to be, surprise, surprise, a snake. But what is unique is that he is billed as part of the Quintesson faction and pays homage to an unproduced Japanese headmaster design. Way to go, Hasbro, you're doing it right. There was also a new Decepticon Battlemaster with two heads named Doublecrosser, who turns into a four-way modulator ramp. All in all, Earthrise is looking to be one of the most fantastic toy lines in Transformers history, and we can't wait to see how the War for Cybertron trilogy plays out. And speaking of the War for Cybertron trilogy, an entire Walmart exclusive line of Redecos from Siege was revealed to coincide with the summer release of the long-anticipated Netflix animated show. These toys come in cool white boxes and featured what I'm calling extreme battle damage. This is supposed to correlate to the on-screen appearances of these characters in the show. The line includes Chromia, Hound, Sideswipe, a purple and black Decepticon Mirage, and a new character named Scrapface, who looks like an Autobot-colored Refractor, but he's totally a Decepticon. There's also a Hotlink 3-pack with Battlemasters Heatstroke and Heartburn. No, I didn't make up those names. And another 3-pack with an amazing redeco of Siege Megatron with Captive Lionizer and Pinpointer Battlemasters. This actually looks like the Megatron to get. He's a wonderful gunmetal silver with a ton of battle damage decos that look super awesome. And don't forget the spooky Leader Class spoiler box. You're not supposed to open this until you've seen the first episode of the show, but we can tell you something. Some form of Ultra Magnus is in the box, and probably a Rung Battlemaster. Let's just hope they give him a sick cape like he was shown in the trailer for the show. All of these toys are exclusive to Walmart and can be pre-ordered right now. Me and a few other ravenous Transformers fans that were able to attend Toy Fair were shocked to receive random packaged toys from this toy line in our goodie bags from Hasbro. Many deals were made as we tried to swap out our boring Marvel Legends and Magic cards for the Transformers from other fans. Much fun was had. I ended up with Scrapface and Sideswipe, and it was a real treat to get an early look at these toys. The Decepticon Mirage seems to be the highlight of this wave, but what do I know? Let's move on to the more face-ripping side of Transformer toys and talk about the Studio Series reveals. Chunky Boy Devastator was completely overshadowed by Scorponok's reveal, but he was still there in his first official appearance in the USA. The final pieces, Constructicon Overload, Scrapper, and Skipjack, were all on display, and this is going to be a hot set. I was not able to get an answer as to whether the Constructicons would be re-released as a box set in the future, but there are rumblings of a more alternate color deco, like a white Demolisher or a yellow Payload. We haven't gotten any confirmation on these toys from official sources yet, though. If you're thinking of making your own Studio Series Devastator, all signs point to that being a painful process if you haven't already started. Scrap metal is reaching double retail prices after being clearanced out last year, and long haul is already getting scarce. All in all, this is the movie Devastator we deserved after sitting through Revenge of the Fallen, so whomever designed these toys over at Takara Tomy, you deserve a cookie or two. Other reveals for Studio Series included Voyager Sentinel Prime and the much-anticipated Bumblebee movie Blitzwing. Both look exceptional, and Thanos is no longer the only one with a giant double-bladed sword. Deluxes revealed included a Satellite Mode Soundwave, Wrecker Topspin, and a Cybertronian Cliffjumper toy that is just begging to be turned into his more famous yellow buddy, B-127. According to sell sheets, Cliffjumper is going to be short-packed in that wave, so be sure to snatch him up if you see him on shelves this summer. Beyond completing Devastator, there isn't much known for future Studio Series releases, but we'll keep our ears to the floor for you. Oh wait, I almost forgot about Wrecker Leadfoot. The pot-bellied red NASCAR bot has been cited as a listing in Target's inventory, But clearly, this wasn't ready to be revealed at Toy Fair just yet. There's a good chance that once they're done selling the aptly named Red Wing as a Red Card holder exclusive, that the deluxe Leadfoot will be next. Looks like you're gonna sign up for that Red Card one way or another. Wow, who knew you could talk about toys this much, right? Well, I'm gonna give my voice circuits a break so you can hear from our sponsors. That's right, baby, real sponsors. No more dead air. If you're interested in getting a slick audio commercial for your brand, email us at tftalknews@tftalk.net, and we'll have our high-priced lawyers write up a binding draft for you. Cyberverse, BotBots, Masterpiece, and all the juicy toy rumors you really want to hear about are coming up after the break.
Hey, it's an advertisement during a podcast. So clearly we're supposed to try to sell you a mattress. But we don't have any of those, so how about you just head on down to Toy Du Jour in Chicago for all your vintage toys, arts, and farts needs. Not in Chicago? No problem. We know how to use the internet. Give us a follow on Instagram or Facebook as we post new items for sale every day. Looking for that He-Man figure you used to have as a kid? Want that pre-rub Soundwave figure that you keep getting outbid on? Need a Rainbow Bright doll in your life? We got you covered. Man, I guess if you buy enough of these items, you could make a mattress out of them. Toy Du Jour does not endorse using vintage Transformers as a mattress. We also have a full display of harder-to-find Transformer items, which explains why we're on this podcast. Now go buy a real mattress, you weirdo. You can follow us at Toy Du Jour, TOYDEJOUR, on Instagram and Facebook. Bye.
We know collectors turn their nose up to the kid-focused Cyberverse line, but there was a healthy chunk of reveals that we still have to talk about. The third season of the show is coming soon, and with it are a whole slew of new characters and redesigned favorites. The deluxe Build-A-Figure wave was all on display, minus Thunderhowl, who we've only seen in renders. But Grimlock and Hot Rod, who are showing up at specialty retail as we speak, were on display, along with the full, actualized deluxe RC toy. With all the recent new RC toys being thrown at us, this might actually be the winner. Backpack? Check. Princess Leia hair? Check. Pink futuristic car? Check! She really evokes the animated RC look, and if you like your RC toys to feature zero controversy, then this is the girl for you. RC will be popping up in Wave 3, and Thunderhowl will be in a separate wave after that, so it's foreseeable that McAdam is going to be left out in the cold for at least a few more months. I mean, they didn't really have to release the 8 figures this way, but hey, marketing! Other notable Cyberverse toys seen for the first time were the Warrior-class Starscream, Sharky Boy Hammerbite, and the brand new subline of Cyberverse adventures called Battle Call, which allows you to speak to your toys. Just what I've always wanted. I hope they make a Megatron I can boss around in my free time. Just remember, this line is targeted at young ones that may find this feature super cool. Beyond the gimmicks, it's pretty wild that we are getting our first Transformer with a cowboy hat named Windwheel. Yeehaw! The last bit from Transformers are cast member Christian's claim to fame, BotBots. Series 4 and Series 5 were on display in this awesome stadium-style diorama, and reports of both of these waves appearing at Target are already being claimed. If you want the full rundown on which toys are in which packs, be sure to check the BotBots page on the TF Wiki. So that was really it for Transformers, but it felt like an overwhelming amount of product. Other notable non-Transformer toys revealed by Hasbro included the return of sister brand G.I. Joe in the form of the fan-demanded 6-inch scale classified series figures, and an entirely new launch of Ghostbusters toys that started last year with their first crossover toy, Ectotron. These Ghostbuster toys are incredible, and there are more waves to come. And speaking of the Ectotron crossover, many fans, myself included, expected to see a repeat of the Transformers crossover revealed this year. That was not the case. However, we were told to stay tuned for future announcements. It doesn't take a genius to expect a big reveal at San Diego this year. What are you expecting for the next daily t-shirt website mashup come to life? A Doctor Who TARDIS?
Yeah, right.
TMNT Ninja Turtle Van?
Never gonna happen.
X-Men Blackbird?
Maybe.
Time-traveling DeLorean?
I can see that.
Send us your ideas at tftalknews@tftalk.net, and we'll read the best ones on the air next episode. We also didn't see anything regarding everyone's favorite beach ball of Oblivion, HasLab Unicron. The best I caught regarding Unicron was that we should expect another email update from HasLab in the next 60 days. Last year, I was surprised to see an entire spread of Masterpiece toys, including a gray model prototype of MP44 Convoy. This year, it was like the Masterpiece toy line didn't even exist. If there are additional Masterpiece movie toys in the pipeline, Hasbro is deflecting any mention of them at this time. But a gambling man might put his money on an MPM Ratchet and Starscream. Just saying. So that's it for Toy Fair 2020. Or is it? Not even 24 hours after all these official reveals, a bunch of huge bombs were dropped in the form of another huge leak list from the Toys R Us Canada inventory system. Scrutinous trans fans may have noticed a huge gap in the new Earthrise numbering system after all the Toy Fair reveals. Scorponok is number 25, but Fast Track and Megatron are in the high 30s, meaning there are at least 10 toys between them that we have not seen yet. Many of these may be retailer exclusives for stores like Target and Amazon, but it really remains to be seen. We've already suspected and then received leaks about Deluxe Sunstreaker and Trailbreaker, which are probably the secret characters listed in sell sheets for Earthrise Wave 3 Deluxes, along with Fast Track and Runamuck. So let's get to this list. Many of these are Generation Selects, which are for some reason sold on the shelf at Toys R Us in Canada, but not in the USA. Names listed are Hubcap, Exhaust, Rotorstorm, Hot House, Bug Bite, and a Voyager, simply called G2 Megatron. Will they get G2 Megatron right this time? Let's just hope there was a worldwide surplus of neon green and purple paint that our favorite toy manufacturer was able to take advantage of. Remember that these rumors are not confirmations of literally anything. Beyond that, there are a variety of interesting new items, such as Generations Clones 2-Pack, Earthrise Grease Pit, Seeker Thrust, Voyager Seeker 2-Pack, and one special bomb, San Diego Comic-Con G.I. Joe and Transformers set. Why an SDCC set would be available at any store outside of the convention is a real mystery to me, but I'm sure this will help Transformers fans and G.I. Joe fans get along and move us one step closer to world peace. It would appear that there will in fact be more Seekers, and perhaps this is how the Coneheads will be released on this go-around. It still remains to be seen what old Bezos has in mind for our favorite robots, but expect Amazon to join the party again just like it did with Siege. Skywarp is just still stuck in teleportation limbo though, as we try any number of rain dances to bring him back in stock. So that's really the show for today, and I hope you learned a thing or two that you may have missed by just scanning Instagram in bed or watching pretty videos from Toy Fair. This was a special report episode due to the Toy Fair shenanigans, but we intend to have a more consistent segment-based show in the future, and we hope this format works for you. It's going to be an audio-only format for the foreseeable future, but you never know what the future may bring. I want to thank Hasbro for allowing me to attend this special event that is always a major highlight of the year. I also want to give a few shout-outs to other notable Transformers fans that attended along with me, like Megatronus and Ryan from Sabertron.com, Chad from Ghostbusters.net, Kevin and Christian from Unicron.com, Tony from TFW, Ben Yee, Matt from the TF Wiki, Anthony from TFU.info, and everyone's favorite, Diecast from RFC, who I made a special point to inform that I've taken Headmaster Don hostage and TFYLP will never let him go. Started the Don Wars have. Just kidding. I think. The TF Talk Network exists due to the efforts of an enthusiastic collection of Transformers fans across North America and beyond. Check out our variety of shows like Microcasters, Ouch My Wallet, Cut the Tape, and our flagship show featuring a rotating all-star cast, TFYLP, which has been running for over 10 years. The cast at the TF Talk Network is always growing, so if you have a desire to participate, reach out to us via any of our social platforms at TFYLP, or email us at tftalknews@tftalk.net. You can directly support our shows and keep us on the air by becoming a monetary supporter of TFYLP on Patreon. Donations through Patreon are used to cover production and server expenses that keep our shows running and are not distributed to the individual staff members. If you have any comments or feedback, you can email the show at tftalknews@tftalk.net. And we'd love to read some of your comments on the air. And if you got a hot news tip, send it my way. Thanks for listening. Mr. Starscream, out.